The name Wheeling is an old word. While there is some dispute, it's most commonly translated from the Delaware language to mean place of the skull. That's the name and subject of a recently published book. Glennis Board spoke with Ohio Valley resident and author of this book, Alan Fitzpatrick, and brings us this report.
Wheeling is not an English word.
An interest in genealogy pointed Alan Fitzpatrick down a dark path of the history of the Ohio Valley. It's a history so bloody that traces of 200-year-old atrocities are still prominent today in unexpected places.
In the Delaware language, there's two words linked together. Wheel-lunk. Wheel-lunk. Wheeling. And lunk means place of, and wheel means head or skull.
Wheeling is nicknamed the Friendly City, but the name itself, Wheeling, actually has ominous beginnings.
What happened here? Mm-hmm. Something happened. Indians did not name places randomly for no reason.
Legend has it that Wheeling is the place where an early white settler was murdered by natives. His severed head was put on top of a pole as a warning to other settlers. But until now, no one has ever really tried to substantiate the story. Fitzpatrick first learned about the legend from Wheeling historian Margaret Brennan. He dedicated the book to her, in fact, and credits Brennan in part for inspiring him to investigate the matter. But there were a couple of other motivating factors behind him undertaking this investigation. Place of the Skull is actually the third book Fitzpatrick has written about 18th century indigenous Americans. His interest was sparked in the subject when he began to look at his own family tree. He discovered one of his American ancestors fought with native tribes and the British during the Revolutionary War against other Americans. Fitzpatrick then discovered there were many who fought with the indigenous people.
The American side did not know how many white men had gone over to the Indians who were sympathetic, who could speak the language, who were with them fighting against their own people.
He discovered this overseas in England, where he found a treasure trove of historical documents meticulously taken and maintained by the British before and during the American Revolution. Some 42,000 letters and documents exist there, Fitzpatrick says, and were the basis of his first book, Wilderness War on the Ohio. Those same documents also informed Place of the Skull.
I came across many references in letters written by these white men who were fighting with the Indians, who are writing letters to the British, who are mentioning a place called Wheeling. That the Indians are talking about Wheeling. These are Indians who have never been to Wheeling. For some reason, Wheeling holds a certain spell over them. And when you read the letters, you get the feel of it. They're always talking about Wheeling. And this was as a place, almost like a place of mind, not a exact spot.
Fitzpatrick also notes a war tactic anomaly that captured his curiosity. The last battle of the American Revolution was fought in Wheeling. Fitzpatrick explains it was peculiar because the fort in Wheeling wasn't a significant post, nor could it be taken easily. And yet, for 3 days they tried.
Why would Indians spend 3 days attacking a fort when that went against every principle of warfare that they understood and had practiced?
Fitzpatrick was intrigued. So he began a search to discover the story behind Wheeling.
I had to approach it like this was a cold case. And I'm not going to come up with a body. And I'm not going to come up with people who can testify. I've got to find some very tight circumstantial evidence. And so I started to roll the clock back.
The search led to studying 18th century indigenous customs, especially those regarding a man's skull being severed from his body and put on display atop a planted post. Not an especially easy task.
I can count on one hand the number of instances recorded from 1710 to the end of the French and Indian War when Indians severed a man's head and put it on a post. They didn't do this for recreation. It was not a random act of violence.
Fitzpatrick points out that white people had very little insight to the native mindset then, and so we naturally still have a very shallow understanding of their perspectives. But he has been able to glean some understanding by interviewing modern indigenous Americans schooled in traditional cultures.
To us today, if we see that man injure that person over there or kill that person, slay them, that man is guilty of the act, and that for whatever the motive is, and we're going to punish him. But in Indian understanding of things, 18th century, there is no difference between an evil act and an evil person and an evil place. They are one and the same. There is an evil spirit. And so the skull on the post is a warning to Indians, you see, that there's something bad has happened here to us.
So Fitzpatrick dove into research to try to piece together an event that would merit a warning that still lingers today, 200 years later. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in McMeekin.
Tomorrow, what Alan Fitzpatrick discovered in his quest to find out how Wheeling came to be called the Place of the Skull.